from Washington, this is VOA News. A reported agreement for Boko Haram to release kidnapped girls. Summit rings a reported agreement between Ukraine and Russia. I'm Vincent Bruce, reporting from Washington. Militant group Boko Haram and the Nigerian government have reached a ceasefire agreement that calls for the release of more than 200 girls the militants kidnapped from the town of Chibok in April. Nigeria's highest-ranking military official, General Alex Bade, announced the agreement Friday, referring to Boko Haram as its formal Arabic language name.
I wish to inform this audience that a ceasefire agreement has been concluded between the federal government of Nigeria and al-Sunna al-Dawa wal-Jihad.
In Italy, Russia, Ukraine, and the European Union are expected to meet next week in Brussels in further efforts to negotiate the end of conflict between Russia and Ukraine and the restart of gas supplies. Speaking to reporters Friday in Milan, Italy, after the closing session of Asia-Europe meeting, or ASEM, Ukraine President Poroshenko said some progress had been made in resolving the dispute between Ukraine and Russia.
The key element of that is ceasefire. And we agreed about the practical steps to control and effective management, monitoring and verification of the ceasefire with the participation of the OEC.
The World Health Organization says the number of deaths from the Ebola outbreak has hit 4,500, with the number of confirmed cases of nearly 9,200. New numbers released Friday show all but 9 of the deaths occurring in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. Earlier, the WHO declared the nation of Senegal Ebola free 42 days. This is VOA News. Kurdish forces are now in their second month defending the northern Syrian border city of Kobani, aided by airstrikes from the U.S. coalition. Most coalition strikes are hitting targets around Kobani, Syria, where Kurdish forces are fighting to keep out the group calling itself the Islamic State. General Lloyd Austin, the head of the U.S. Central Command forces waging war against the Islamic State, says coalition airstrikes around Kobani are not a diversion from U.S. goals.
Now, my goal is to defeat and ultimately destroy ISIL. And if he continues to present us with major targets, as he has done in the Kobani area, then clearly we'll service those targets, and we've done so very, very effectively here of late.
General Austin also affirmed that actions around the Syrian town are carried out to shape the conditions in Iraq, which he says remains the coalition's main focus. A group helping to organize pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong says the latest police raid on demonstrators calls into question the government's commitment to engage in dialogue. Hundreds of police carried out the pre-dawn raid Friday, tearing down barricades, tents, and canopies that have blocked city streets for more than 2 weeks in the busy Mong Kok district. Oscar Pretorius will know his fate on Tuesday when Judge Thokozile Mosipa sentences him for the shooting death of his girlfriend. South Africa State Prosecutor Jerry Nell wrapped up a week-long sentencing hearing on Friday by calling for the Olympic runner to serve at least 10 years in prison for culpable homicide. Gillian Parker has a report.
Defense advocate Barry Rue argued that punishment for Oscar Pistorius began as soon as he killed Steenkamp, saying he was broke as well as broken. Rue hopes to persuade Judge Mosipa to sentence his client to correctional supervision. The prosecutor underpinned the severity of the crime, recalling the testimony this week of Reva Steenkamp's cousin, Kim Martin, who said that a lenient sentence would send the wrong message to society. Legal experts are still undecided and reluctant to predict a sentence. Gillian Parker for VOA News, Johannesburg.
World Bank economists predict much of Africa will continue moderate growth over the next few years, but there are three exceptions to their forecast: the West African countries stricken with Ebola. Economists say the public and political response to Ebola is affecting economic activity in the three countries. Francisco Ferreira, the World Bank's chief economist for Africa, says response to the virus has put an end to the optimism, at least for now. In the U.S., stocks on Friday, the numbers were up across the board in the Dow, S&P 500, and the NASDAQ index. More at voanews.com. I'm Vincent Bruce in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.